He says a lot in a few minutes, doesn't he? I appreciate his experience in all of this. So I'll probably run out of time and just have to sit down. But what we're debating is the necessity of water baptism for salvation. And I'm glad y'all are here too. I've been running up against Baptists for years about some of the things they do to prove a certain mode of baptism, only to find out that the text didn't even discuss that. So I have to apologize for anyone I represent. If being called Baptist means I represent Baptists for things they do to somehow prop up things they like to argue about. So, Scott, you got the timer thing? Okay. Here's where we're at in the Great Commission. And here's what it looks like to the Baptists I teach. When they read it, they read submerging them with water. That is by a local New Testament Baptist church, saying, Brother Candidate, in the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, totally submerging them. Then enroll them in Sunday school and teach them all things. We usually omit the observing part. A lot of people don't like to be taught to observe what Jesus taught. You understand? They like to say, hey, I memorized my lesson, put a sticker on my shirt. Anyway, and here's what it literally says. And after he approached Jesus, spoke to them, saying, every authority in heaven upon the earth is given to me. Therefore, after you proceed, sign all the nations, and it says merging them. You can add sub if you want to, it's just not in the original text. It says merging them into the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to be observing. Now here, you can see that the things that are underlined, that's called apposition, and all of us know this from elementary and junior high grammar classes, which the law requires us in this great country to complete grammar school. Apposition just simply means that the writer is telling us what he means by merging them. He says this is teaching them to be observing. So you can only imagine whenever water is not in this, how upset people that have made water the issue. And certainly to not be observing Christ seems to be incidental to them. Again, I'm picking on my people, okay? You guests, just relax and let me beat them up for a little while. Here's the passage that we like to always talk about. He that believeth and is baptized, and again, I insert what we add. And I'm Cherokee Indian, by the way. I read treaties very carefully. I learned that if you don't read a fine print, you can get in trouble. So. But welcome to my country. You're doing a great thing with my land. Appreciate it. I don't mind a big call like that telling you what the Bible says. So, shall be saved, he that believes not shall be damned. Well, it literally says the one who believes, that is merged, will be delivered, but the one who negates belief will be judged downwardly. Illustrations are given by Baptists, similar to what we heard earlier. But the text literally says that the writer is saying what he means by belief is merged. The object here in the context is the message called the gospel according to Mark. 16 chapters, that's what you have to believe. Merged here is passive voice. The object, the agency of that is not water here. It doesn't say water anywhere. It is actually the message itself, which the Bible says is the only power of God unto salvation. Now that person will be delivered, that's by that same message. But it says the one who negates faith will be judged down. Here's according to tradition, that doesn't always mean total submersion. That's a Baptist thing we got going. And passages that include baptism or baptism, assuming water as the instrument in the New Testament church as its agency and ministry. It's actually used two times, but didn't have anything to do with anything except sanitation, getting cleaned up before you eat. There is a word bapto, it appears three times. Judas received a sop that was placed in wine. A rich man in hell had his finger dipped in water. Christ in Revelation 19, when he comes back, will have his vesture dipped in blood. There's three liquid objects, all specifically used every time that was used. According to tradition, I'm saying if a certain one might not be generated, this is in the Gospel of John. Of course, we add baptism, submersion, New Testament church while speaking above, and all this is inserted. But it says generated out of water and spirit, then he's not ever here in the kingdom of God. Well, here's what the script says. He said, truly I'm saying to you, a certain one might not be generated out of the water and spirit, and he's not even entering the kingdom of God. Well, we're going to explain the water because it's generated out of the flesh, because the water disappears in the discussion. and then generated out from the Spirit, which explains that. It doesn't say baptizo out from water or out from baptizo out from the Spirit or baptized. Tradition says repent and be baptized. Of course, we add water to just the church, say in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you just keep on going with the things that Baptists add to that. But he says, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for him, and they will translate that in order to obtain or because of. But it is into, it's a very simple word, a word that appears 1,700 times in the Greek New Testament. The Greek Bible is so specific and precise that the missing thing is to admit that you don't know how to read or are unwilling to, which requires spirit of truth that only God can give us. I can't make you love the truth. I can't make you read the Bible. I can't make you yield to what the text says. Moreover, Peter was declaring to them, upon the name of Jesus Christ, let each one of you be merged into release from negative testimonies. It didn't say with water by a New Testament church. As a matter of fact, you can find a number of archaeologists that will tell you there wasn't enough water even in that area. Every time the Bible mentions, they always mention a place where there was plenty of water. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That is what they had received, he said. And that's like the script, merged into Moses, merged into one body. And of course, the Red Sea was after the Passover. The blood's long behind us by the time we come out. According to tradition, are you ignoring that as many ones were merged? Of course, here's the insert tradition. Into Christ, were merged into his death. That's in Romans 6. I usually don't put the references up here because I expect that when I'm teaching, if they're not familiar enough with the scriptures, they should have to look it up. Now I'm just talking about a teacher. I like to hear the pages rustling when I'm preaching. So. And that doesn't happen. They usually do. Here's what the script says. Now which also, and this is 1 Peter 3:21. It says an anti-typical merger is delivering us. In this text, they were being persecuted and ridiculed for their lifestyle of living lives that they had no reason to be ashamed of. And today, I have no reason to be ashamed of anything my life has been in Christ Jesus. As a matter of fact, I would like to line people up and compete with them. You know, if people would like to criticize me because most of them don't study the hours and endless time and don't suffer rebuke or reproach. You know, most people know how to be a Christian today without anyone noticing. They're not very salty and they're not very bright. If you want to dim the light, nobody will bother you. If you want to dull the salt, nobody will know you either. But brethren, I'm salt and I'm light. I'll never be the dirt and I'll never be the darkness. What God's done for me, He did it all. He finished it all. It's all been completed. I was born from above, which is first, which is generation. Apparently, some people take the word saved and mean it means generate. It does not mean generate. The Bible's too precise for that assumption. But he says, here, look what I have. I have a full inquiry from a good conscience into God through Jesus Christ's resurrection. So after the fun was over, no, I have a pretty good conscience after that. Meaning he didn't have to be pointed out anymore, ridiculed anymore. And I have, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I have a full inquiry into God about anything that I need to know and understand to live my life in the way the text says to bring ridicule upon me. So that's why I would never pick on you guys. I'll pick on the Baptists I hang around with. But here's the things that are fallible. Modes of baptism, people will debate that until Jesus comes back. That's why I would never tell you that a mode of baptism is a condition upon which you can be regenerated. You said only the Spirit of God regenerates a man. I would never tell you that I can assume any particular instrument of baptism. The Bible is very specific and precise in each occurrence. Any more than any other word you use. You all use the word tree every day and don't mean a plum tree every time you say it. But boy, when we get to a religiously charged term, we can do whatever we want to with it. And I'm telling you, Baptists make me sick for doing that. I say, how do you know that's water there? Oh, well, duh, Brother Carter. I don't read or study like you, but let me just tell you how I figured it. But I will tell you something personally. If your soul's at stake, I'm not speaking where the Scriptures don't speak. I don't care how many cows are Mary Lynch's, Texas. And I'm not going to come up with little ditty illustrations tonight to tell any of you anything that make me look like my position I hold is correct. I don't hold a position tonight. You're talking about a hard time preaching to Baptists. You can only imagine how difficult it would be for some of you poor souls. Having put up with me, he wouldn't put up with me. Now there's different agencies. Jesus baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. John the baptizer said that. That's why I tell people I can't apologize for Jesus being baptized by Baptist preachers. That's not my fault. The gospel, which is the agency, even in Romans 6, being merged The agency there is the gospel. On Acts 2:38, the agency is the gospel. That's the whole point of preaching. The Bible says even in Acts 19, John preached a baptism of repentance. Can you imagine preaching a baptism today? Well, if I don't pull the trough out and fill it up with water, I can't do it, apparently. But I can preach a baptism. I can preach a murder. Where things so elusive. In Romans 6, it says we're joint fetuses. We've come together to be so united that we're actually considered co-elites together. That's what merger means. I tell you, out there on the freeway, you merge on your way home, don't stop and get a water hose out. Just keep driving, the two lanes will become one. Bapto here refers only to water, wine, and blood. That proves that God wants to tell you what He's talking about. He will, and He doesn't, He won't. Passages are assumed to be water, and that's what we're debating about. Bapto is assumed to be cut prior to blood. And we all know the story. If you watch Moses and the Ten Commandments, Charlton Heston is still Moses to me. And I'll debate that with anybody. But the Passover came, the blood was supplied, they were blood bought, they came out, they were then baptized, and yes, they were delivered, but that was not regeneration. And that was deliverance. It was from Pharaoh and his people, just like the flood delivered Noah from all those people that were about to commit great violence and harm against him. And he built a boat to get out of there. And God sent the water to protect him. Noah did not become regenerated because of water. Also, 1 John neither contains the word bapto or baptizo. 1 John was written in order that we who believe in the name of Jesus Christ might know that we have eternal life, and that by believing in the name of the Son of God, we can be assured and certain of that. And I'll assure you this, if you want someone to tell you and give you assurance and certainty in your regeneration and your relationship with God, from a letter that doesn't even contain that which they assert, you might want to just know what this Cherokee is saying. I don't do that. If it's not written down, that my assurance of eternal life and my knowledge according to the divinely inspired scriptures. If he left it out, I'm not talking about water now. I'm talking about he left out the whole word baptized out of 1 John. Five little chapters. Written by God Himself so that we who believe in the name of Jesus Christ might know that we have everlasting life. How much time do I have left?